his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What is up, Wisconsin? How's everybody doing? Happy Friday, TGIF. I'm always so glad when the weekends get here. Every week feels like my hair's on fire. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fabulous show for you today at 2:30. Bottom of this hour, I'm going to be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor. Dan and I are going to do a little recombobulation of 2024. What were the highlights? What stood out? What was super memorable, especially on the state and local level? Because while the national political discourse gets all the sexy attention and it seems to be all we hear about all day, and certainly I do my share of talking about it, what really impacts your day-to-day quality of life is local politics, and Civic Media always has you covered with real news and great conversation, especially about what's happening close to home. To really stay tuned in, you are going to want to sign up for Civic Media's newsletter today at civicmedia.us/email. This will keep you up to date with all that news from your community. Every weekday, you'll get that newsletter and our news roundups. So again, check it out and subscribe to that newsletter, everybody, at civicmedia.us. So we got Dan Schaefer at 2:30. He's going to be with me for a whole hour. We'll recombobulate 2024, and then we're going to precombobulate 2025. Like, hey, what to keep your eye on as we roll into the new year. And then, of course, because it's Friday, one of my favorite segments of the week, I've got What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin with Civic Media's very own Terry Barr. We've got some special and fun things to talk about because we all need a little bit of relief from the politics, as my colleague Earl Ingram likes to say. I'm also going to start off on the fun and apolitical note today because I need a break too. I figure we all do. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel just published an article this past week that I found very amusing and very Wisconsin. It is an article covering dozens of the world's biggest things, like the largest of the things in the world, that are apparently in Wisconsin. Can you believe this? Like, I didn't say what? Like, we have dozens of the world's largest things. I couldn't even believe it. There is the largest soup kettle in Leona. Someone apparently keeps track of these things. Is it Guinness? Like, who? The Guinness Book of World Records? Who decides what is the largest soup kettle? Where are these records kept? Inquiring minds want to know. We have the world's largest talking loon in Mercer, Wisconsin, and the world's largest muskie sculpture. Now, that one doesn't surprise me at all. A muskie sculpture, yes, that feels very on brand for us here in Wisconsin. That is in Hayward, not far, of course, from the spot where the world's largest, actually real muskie was caught by a guy named Louis Spray in 1949. So that one just makes good gosh darn sense. Now, most of the time, these sorts of things, like the world's largest muskie, they're created because they're paying homage to, you know, something that is regionally specific or an industry or what have you. But there are a lot of kind of wild and surprising things on this list. So, and by the way, the Journal Sentinel does inform us who keeps track of this. It's called the World Record Academy. That sounds like a cool job. Do they actually like fly around to verify these things? You know, there's a question. How do you get that job? Well, I'm an expert at records. What does that mean? Keeping them or measuring things? Anyways, according to the World Record Academy, the world's largest pink elephant statue stands tall on the property of a Shell gas station located just west of I-94 on Dane County Road V. So this is basically DeForest. It has no official name, but of course everybody calls him Pinky. He's 20 feet tall, sports big, heavy eyeglasses. Unbelievable. Why? Apparently, these pink elephants got scattered around the upper Midwest. One of the first was installed in front of a supper club in Marquette, Iowa. Others could be found at Arco gas stations. They were at car washes, antique malls, car dealerships. Really interested. These were all produced by a business called Sculptural Advertisings in Sparta, Wisconsin. I've got a real good friend from Sparta, Wisconsin. So that's kind of random and fun. In Marshfield, Wisconsin has the world's largest round barn. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a round barn. You say barn, I think red building with four sides and the sloped roofs. That's what I think. But the members of the Central Wisconsin Holstein Breeders Association were big thinkers back in the early 1900s. They set out to build a show barn and arena. Ah, this explains why it's a round barn. They built a huge one. This was paid for with funds from the Central Wisconsin State Fair Association and the Wood County Board and some donations. And this barn, built in the early 1900s, get this, still used to show animals and have these, you know, big arena events. That is absolutely amazing. The barn was designed by W.W. Clark and construction done by the Fellhofer brothers, who bid a whopping $6,000 for the work. They started the barn on Thanksgiving Day in 1915, worked through the winter to complete it, and the first phase of the project was done in 1916, and the second floor and the final phase completed in 1917. Get this. The diameter of the barn is 150 feet. Now, like a rough rule of thumb is that like 10 feet is basically one story of a building. So that's like 15 stories wide. It's huge. And the cupola, like the top part of this round barn, rises 70 feet. That's like seven stories tall. They used white oak, red oak, hemlock, and pine. 188,000 shingles on the roof, and the show ring has seating for about 1,000 people. Why did they opt for a round barn? It made for more efficient arrangements to show cows, which, again, I think makes a pretty good sense. Apparently, also, engineering has taught us that round buildings are more wind-resistant, stay cooler in warmer weather, and have stronger walls. Learning all kinds of new things. Speaking of cows, the world's largest talking cow is in Neillsville, Wisconsin. They call her Chatty Bell. She stands less than 30 miles from the world's largest round barn. Again, in Neillsville, she's 16 feet tall, 20 feet long, and she's made out of fiberglass. She was made for the 1964 World's Fair in New York. And there was a futuristic Wisconsin pavilion at that World's Fair. Very kind of Jetsons-ish, if you remember that cartoon from the 80s. I was a big fan. We kind of have Jetsons things today, right? Like, we're getting real close to full-on Jetsons. Listen, people are bad enough drivers. I don't need people driving around in three dimensions. That just makes me very, very nervous. Chatty Bell was named in 1967 by a first grader from Loyal named Jody Hartle. Next up in the Journal Sentinel article, the world's largest potato masher. Now we're getting down to things that really matter to me, because I love me a carbohydrate. Mashed taters, fried taters, tater tots, a tater chip, any kind of tater. If it's salty and it's a carbohydrate, I'm your gal. You know, noodles. Somebody offers me a bowl of buttery, salted, peppered noodles. I'm like, that's amazing. Pass on the cookies and cake. Give me the buttered noodles. Excuse me. The world's largest potato masher in Plover, Wisconsin. Check this out, Cardi. It's 38 feet, 11 inches tall.
That's insane.
It's like almost four stories tall. It's in central Wisconsin, again, in Plover. It was designed to beckon visitors into Plover's Food and Farm Exploration Center. Hands-on, educational family destination that teaches people about agricultural food production and nutrition. It's located at 3400 Innovation Drive, and the center features a kitchen lab, farm equipment exhibits, and farm demonstration fields. How cool. Now, here's one that I was totally shocked by. Couldn't make the connection at all. I mean, like, the potato masher, I get. Pink elephant, not so much. But a talking cow, yeah, I get all that. That all makes sense. This one, I didn't get. The world's largest penny is in Woodruff, Wisconsin. This penny's 15 feet tall, a foot thick, and weighs nearly 18,000 pounds. And it is forever linked to Dr. Kate Pelham Newcomb, the resilient doctor who practiced in the area of Woodruff in the 40s and the 50s. She visited patients in the most inhospitable weather conditions, sometimes using snowshoes to make her rounds when the roads were impassable. Her nickname, check this, the Angel on Snowshoes. And in 1953, which is the date on the penny, this doctor started a fundraising effort to build a hospital in Woodruff. And the high schoolers in the town started a penny drive. Aha, there it is. A penny drive to help in her efforts. The students ended up raising $17,000 in 1953. Their efforts drew national attention, which in turn led the good doctor to be invited on a national television show. This Is Your Life. For many people, they will remember this show. And all that fame and publicity led to a successful effort to build that hospital. The penny is located next to the Dr. Kate Museum. How lovely. Well, that is some of the world's largest things in Wisconsin. When we come back, remember that stupid movie, 2,000 Mules? Well, the guy that made it just apologized. I'm going to tell you all about it. Dinesh D'Souza. Turns out it was all made up garbage. We'll talk about Dinesh when we come back. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, and we are all about real news and great conversation. Back with more in just a moment.